Howdy. Thanks for coming along. This is the Evening Chores Podcast, presented by Adobe Owl Ranch. We're located in the high desert of southeastern Arizona, and the goal of this podcast is to provide some insight and information regarding raising livestock and potentially gardening in the high desert environment we have here, the arid desert type environment, which doesn't get quite as dreadfully hot as, oh, say, Phoenix or the surface of the sun. I hope you enjoy it. Please listen in, subscribe, all that good stuff. Thank you. All right. Welcome back. Howdy, everybody. Welcome to Evening Chores here at Adobe Owl Ranch. It's probably a little past evening, and I apologize for any background noise. It's slightly chilly, so I'm walking around with the hood up because my ears seem to get colder easier and easier the longer I live here. So, boy, it's a beautiful evening. Actually, as I was walking out the gate, just a little bit impromptu, I thought I'm doing many of my favorite things all at one time. It's a really crisp evening, which I really enjoy. It's clear, but if you live in Arizona, clear is not uncommon. It's clear in the way that I remember as a kid, sort of. I remember many extremely clear winter nights, but this is a clear with a little cloud here and there, but it's, I guess, reminiscent of times from a while back for me. And the moon, it's a really bright moon, but it's behind a cloud right now, so it's a beautiful evening. Well, working on toward night, given it's pretty much dark out. But I'm doing chores. That means it's probably evening to me. So I'm closing the chickens, and you can hear the dogs in the background, I imagine. Ajax is over there barking, but more of a, hey, I'm here bark than anything else. So I guess the evening put me in somewhat of a reflective mood, and probably somewhat along with the season and the holidays and the whole kit and caboodle, as I'd heard as a kid. So I thought I'd probably, this will come out, oh, I think this will be the last one before Christmas. In fact, this may come out right after Christmas. I'm not so great with dates, but either way, it doesn't make a whole lot of difference. I'd wish everybody a Merry Christmas, and now I think of things as I'm doing these, and there was a lot of radio played in my house growing up. I remember I grew up in the Midwest, and the station that we listened to an awful lot was 1040 on the AM dial. It was a 50,000 watt station out of Des Moines, Iowa. Call letters were WHO. So it's a real old station if you know anything about call letters and the like, because now they're all four letters. You know, if you see the old, if you ever see a station with three, or a radio station with three call letters, it's a station that was begun a very long time ago. That's how WHO was. And it had a lot of history to it, actually. I didn't really realize at the time, but I think Ronald Reagan had been a broadcaster there at one point, and there's, something that was kind of omnipresent, I guess, in my life as a kid. It was on a lot, and
was a news station, so, you know, talk shows and that kind of thing. So I listened to, I remember the morning show. In fact, the last I checked, they were still there. It was when I was a real little kid. I remember it was Van and Connie. So it was Van Harden and Connie. I haven't any idea because she, I don't know, found another job or something. And then it went to Van and Bonnie. Well, there was somebody else in between. I don't remember, but Van and Bonnie. And I can still remember how they sounded. You know, they, my accent is somewhat, it's tinged with a lot of other stuff from time in the military and moving around. And it probably was even then, because my dad was a truck driver. And we had, you know, the accents are a thing that are developed in a place. And the more you're in that place, the more you develop that same accent. So I have elements of a lot of different places, I think, in the my manner of speech and the like, but I just remember listening to the morning show, so Van and Bonnie, they'd be on first thing in the morning, and they just sounded like all the people that I grew up around. And then it went on to one of the more one of the names that describes the best of where someone, both historically their people was from and where they live now, which was Jan Michelson, which, boy, that is not the way that you would say his name in, you know, where he was from. It'd be Jan. Jan Michelson, I think. Something to that effect. I had a Swedish great-grandfather, I guess, and I'm sure somebody out there is offended by my idea of a Swedish accent, but I heard a lot of stories about the way that he would talk, and his syntax was kind of a little curious. My great-grandfather, not Jan Michelson. I don't think he's there anymore. He was... I don't remember much about the way that he talked. I remember what he would say, but not the way that he talked. And then after that, we'd listen to the market report in the afternoon, or in the, I guess it was, I think it started 11:30, as I remember, 11:30 to 1 maybe. And the stinger for that show, the bumper music, I didn't know for years and years was a real song. I just thought that was what played at the beginning of the market report. And I got no way to replicate it, but something tells me that if you go to, I think it's WHO Radio, I can't remember, this isn't an ad form or anything, but this is what I listen to a lot of. And you listen to the market report, it's probably still the same song. And after that, Rush would be on, and I listened to his Christmas address earlier today, because it was posted somewhere. Of course, Rush has since passed on about a year ago, but his Christmas address was very, his last one was very poignant, and it was, you know, I learned some things from listening to him. He had a Thanksgiving show that was, or a speech, I guess, that was always, you know, made me think every year, I guess. And there'd always, you know, there was, at some point, there was like at the show, or at this radio station, there was, house shows and planting, you know, like garden planting shows and things like that. And then what was Bruce's last name? Bruce Williams, I think. He was the late night guy. Some of you are probably wondering, what are we talking about? You may have tuned out by now, but it's all going somewhere. And so Bruce Williams, he'd be on at night. And he was like a business guy. And I apologize there, you know, there's dead air, which any broadcast professional knows is a bad idea, but I was taking a drink of coffee. So, I'm far from a broadcast professional, as all of you who listen know. And then I don't know what was on after. I'm skipping one. There was an afternoon show between Rush and Bruce, actually, but I can't think of what it was. Or the afternoon traffic talk show kind of thing. I think sports was in there somewhere. I always turned it off when I got to sports. So, but nothing against sports to all you sports ball folks out there. I just never could really get into it. So why did I say all this? And it's because I think those things are important, for one thing. You know, memories of where you come from and what shaped you. But also, all those people had voices. You know, I don't know what most of them looked like. You know, I remember Van Harden had kind of a long face. He was kind of an interesting-looking character. He wasn't like a caricature of Tim Allen, I guess, maybe it'd be the nearest thing I can think of. But they all had, in common, good radio voices. And, you know, now somebody like that is, you know, those were some of the greats. I mean, Rush has, no matter what you think of his show, his voice was uniquely made for the medium. It really portrayed well on AM radio. And, you know, they were well placed in the day. You know, Rush or Van and Bonnie would have, you know, their voices kind of wake you up, and Bruce Williams' voice was very calming. You know, well, the subject matter was kind of boring as well, but he'd put you to bed. You know, he'd put you to sleep if you weren't doing anything else. But also, I mean, it wasn't a thing that would put you to sleep. If you were driving, you could listen to Bruce, and he'd you know, it was interesting enough that, but it wasn't something that would excite you, I guess. So, you know, they were all well placed in their time slots, which is something I'm trying to do here. You know, I'm not putting myself in any of those positions, but I think, you know, well, there's Mike Rowe. He has an amazing voice, and he's really put himself in a great place. And there's a few other folks that I listen to. I listen to Stephen Rinella, and I think he has a great voice for what he does. I don't know that he's going to win any awards at it. As far as, you know, vocal characteristics, he does a great job of interviewing. But I'm still trying to figure out where I belong in this, you know, this podcast universe. And as a matter of fact, I changed the category the other day because I didn't know where it best fit. So I guess I'm still in search of that, but I'm glad that I got to listen to those folks, and I hope that I, you know, somewhere provide some similar kind of a memory to somebody, maybe in, you know, years from now, maybe after I'm long gone, there'll be somebody that remembers listening to this or similar things in, you know, their mom or dad's truck or car going, you know, tractor or whatever. We're going somewhere and listening to me ramble on about nothing. And hopefully it's usually a good story. It's an interesting thing to try to do. But on that theme, you know, I guess one that I missed, that I think about pretty regularly, actually, because he was an interesting character in both good and bad ways, was Paul Harvey. And, you know, the world lost someone who lost Paul Harvey, and I'm not saying everything that he did was good, but his ability to reduce the news to a short segment was worth something, and he did good in some ways. I remember listening to him talk about, it was a story about a farmer trying to let some sparrows into his barn in the middle of the night, And that's a story worth looking at. All Paul Harvey stuff's out there. And then I think it was actually for a pickup truck commercial, but he had the story God Made a Farmer, which I guess I should write off to the Harvey family and see if they'd mind if I read it, if they own the rights to it, that is, because I remember listening to that and thinking it was really poignant because I grew up in a family of farmers. You know, my grandpa was a farmer, and I presume generations back, I guess my grandparents on both sides was farmers, and it's a good profession. It's a good thing to do, even if it can't be a profession like I do it. You know, it's not my primary job. So I'd like to point you to those stories by him, and I think maybe I'll branch off from this, but I think I'm going to try to do some stories. You know, I'm in no ways a great author at writing the stories, but I think I might be able to read them, or at least tell them. So, if you're interested, you know, shoot a message, go write a review and put what it is that you'd like to hear, the kinds of things. Or if you don't want to hear them at all, well, you can put that there too. If you think it ought to be on this station or this podcast, or if it ought to be on its own, you know, put that on there too. And maybe I'll start doing a monthly story of some kind. Because there's a lot to be had, both where I'm from and where I am now. And I have to think that that'd be more interesting in some ways to many people than listening to me wander around and tell about the chores that I'm doing for the, you know, maybe 300 or 400th time. Or the projects I'm working on. And which, speaking of which, I threw a quick clip onto YouTube today, and maybe tomorrow, I don't know when it'll hit, but well, I guess it'll be in the past when you're listening to this, because this will be released next week, today to you, but next week to me. But this is recorded, I think, on the 18th, by the way, get the confusion out. But I got some vegetables today for you know, some of the old veggies from my hogs, and I sorted a bunch of those out today. The good ones from the bad ones, because I've got some folks that will be getting some of the good ones for free. You know, I don't charge for them, and the rest will go off to the hogs and the chickens. Chickens like green beans, it turns out, which is nice because I don't care for them. And so I'm going to cook down a bunch of that stuff and start getting ready for Christmas. As far as, you know, I've got a little travel planned, so but you know, Merry Christmas, or if you don't happen to celebrate Christmas, whichever holiday you do subscribe to, I hope it's a good one for you. And you know, I try to keep, I guess, most topics which might disturb some people out of this, but you know, we do celebrate Christmas, and I think it's a, both from a religious standpoint and from a you know, a cultural and just an all-around positive thing, I think it's good. So I recommend it. And not that I also have a tendency to put some things in for a couple of other holidays in the area. I might even put up a Festivus poll this year, There are many grievances that need to be filed, but when we, I have been known to put a menorah in the window in solidarity for the Hanukkah season, and that's not to try to exclude anybody. If I didn't mention yours, I don't have a problem with it, but those are the ones that we do tend to celebrate around here. Got a Christmas tree in the house right now, and it is decorated up in a rather garish sort of a way, but it's what the kids like, so that's good. And it will be also hopefully celebrating with a freshly harvested pig here before too long. So I guess I've rambled on long enough, which has occurred to me that maybe that should be in the title of the podcast as a group, is my rambling. But I'm going to run some feed out here and feed these hogs and go in and take care of things inside. And having a kids' Christmas party inside today, so I'm sure that'll be enjoyable. Thanks all for listening. If you would, share it out. I appreciate it. And leave a review. Leave some positive feedback for me. And I don't just mean, oh, it was great, but I mean, what you think could be done to improve, or the things that you do like, or the things you don't like, I guess. Although I'd assume just hear those over email. So you can go to the website and put the contact us form in there, and that'd be great as well. I appreciate you listening, I guess, for the second time. Merry Christmas. I hope it's a good one. If you get a chance, go outside and marvel at the creation, because that's a pretty good one, too. We'll probably catch you sometime right before the New Year's or right thereafter. All right. Good night. Bye-bye. Have a good one.
I hope you've enjoyed this episode. I appreciate you listening all the way through like this. And if you would, please share it out. You can go right to the website. You can get the URL there if you're into the RSS sort of a thing. Or you can go to iTunes or Spotify, Amazon Podcast. It's all kinds of places. Look at that. I just caught a pig sleeping in the feeder. They're crazy animals. It's a sleepy world here. Anyway, please go to those places, rate, subscribe, share. That helps the reach of the podcast. And, it's nice on my end, I'll be honest, it's a little bit selfish for me, but it's nice to know that I'm not just speaking into the abyss, that somebody's actually listening. So if you want to send a comment, that's more individualized, you can send it to eveningchores@gmail.com, and I'll get it that way. I appreciate you listening. Thanks, and good night.